From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Iran released 5 incarcerated Americans and the United States pardoned 7 Iranians in a swap that followed lifting most of international sanctions against Iran after the UN Nuclear Agency certified that Iran had met all the requirements of a deal reached last year with world powers. 3 of the freed U.S. citizens arrived in Europe from Tehran on Sunday. One was released earlier. Another decided to stay in Iran. VOA's Ladit Sahok has more.
The 3 freed Americans stopped in Geneva on the way to Germany Sunday. Former Marine Amir Hekmati spent more than 4 years in prison on spying charges, and Saeed Abedini, a Christian pastor, had been in prison since July 2012 for religious activity. Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, in jail over 500 days, was convicted of spying last November. U.S. President Barack Obama hailed their release. Earlier Sunday, 7 Iranian men walked free from detention in the United States. President Obama explained their release in a speech Sunday.
In a reciprocal humanitarian gesture, 6 Iranian Americans and 1 Iranian serving sentences or awaiting trial in the United States are being granted clemency.
Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz blasted the release of Iranian prisoners as part of the deal. Ladit Sahok, VOA News, Washington.
The White House issued a sharply worded statement Sunday saying it condemned in strongest terms attacks in the capital of Burkina Faso that killed at least 29 people, wounded scores more overnight Friday. Statement also warned that acts of terrorism will not stop the U.S. from helping to bring improved health care and increased economic opportunities in Burkina Faso. This is VOA News. The United States and Iraq are working to find several missing Americans who were reportedly kidnapped in Baghdad. The Arab news channel Al Arabiya reported that 3 Americans were taken by militias in the Iraqi capital. Dozens of foreigners have been kidnapped in Iraq over the last few months by terrorists and militias while helping to Iraqi forces battle the Islamic State. Freelance Yemeni journalist Amigdad Mojalli was killed on Sunday in an air raid by the Saudi-led coalition on a rebel-held Sana'a while on assignment for the Voice of America. Mojalli had been reporting for VOA since October, focusing on the human impact of the war in Yemen, often seeking out the most vulnerable victims. During a surprise visit to Kabul on Sunday, Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull announced an increase in the Australian troop commitment to the NATO-led force supporting the Afghan central government. He defended the decision despite rejecting a request last week from President Obama to commit more Australian forces to the fight against the Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria.
We say Afghanistan's a long way from Australia, and it is, and I'm sure you feel it is, particularly when you're missing your families, but it is everything's very close and very connected. So enabling Afghanistan to be safer, to be more secure, to be able to defend itself with their own people is absolutely critical to the world's security and indeed to ours.
Afghanistan, Pakistan, China, and the United States set to hold talks today aimed at laying the groundwork for a negotiated end to almost 15 years of war between U.S.-supported government forces and Taliban insurgents. Taliban forces have stepped up their campaign in the past year to topple the Kabul government, which has struggled since most foreign troops left at the end of 2014. Turnbull is set to visit Washington today and Tuesday for a meeting with Mr. Obama, where national security in the Middle East and Asia-Pacific regions are set to be agenda-topping items. Americans across the country are pausing today to observe the federal holiday marking the birthday of slain civil rights leader Martin Luther King, Jr. King became a central figure of the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 60s, inspiring millions with his famous I Have a Dream speech during the 1963 March on Washington. He received a Nobel Prize in 1964 and was assassinated April 4, 1968 in Memphis, Tennessee, where he had traveled to assist striking African-American garbage workers who were seeking equal pay. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.